Mr. Vice President. Botswana welcomes the delegation of Trinidad and Tobago to the third cycle of the UPR process, and we thank them for their comprehensive national report. Botswana notes with appreciation the progress made in addressing gender-based violence, including amendments to the Domestic Violence Act in 2020, which provides additional protections against such violence, as well as the amendments to the Sexual Offences Act in 2021, which provides for a national sex offender registry and the public sex offender website. We further appreciate efforts made by Trinidad and Tobago in promoting access to justice in the context of the COVID-19 restrictions by ensuring continuity of trials through virtual court proceedings, including for family and children's courts. However, we note with concern the persisting problem of gender-based violence, particularly domestic violence and violence inflicted on victims of human trafficking, which were further exacerbated by movement restrictions in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as the reported upsurge in irregular migration and trafficking in persons into Trinidad and Tobago. Therefore, Botswana recommends that Trinidad and Tobago, prioritizes access to shelter, medical services, legal aid, and counseling services for women exiting domestic violence situations, and two, enhances training programs for judicial and law enforcement officers in the areas of gender-based violence, human trafficking, and child abuse. We wish Trinidad and Tobago a successful review. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.